Fire investigators and police are returning to the scene of a blaze at Tanawa this morning. At about 10:30 p.m, people staying at Budrum Comfy Cottages on Tanawa Tourist Drive called 000 after hearing three loud explosions moments before three cabins caught alight. It took five fire crews more than 4 hours to extinguish the blaze. They also had to work to keep the flames away from the nearby Liberty petrol station. One person was transported to Nambour Hospital in a stable condition. The cause of the fire is unknown. Canberra is warning Queensland a 100-day review into the Brisbane Olympics could cause further cost blowouts. The Federal Transport Minister has written a letter to the state government urging against the probe. The new LNP government is hoping to look into the viability of infrastructure projects needed for the 2032 Games, with reports some Games infrastructure like the Sunshine Coast Indoor Sports Centre and the upgraded Sunshine Coast Stadium may need an additional $120 million. To be completed. If it doesn't feel right, then have a good, hard think about it before you do it. That's the message from Sunshine Coast Health's Trauma Service to schoolies ahead of their end-of-year celebrations from this weekend. Clinical nurse Mel Proctor says, have fun, but think about the longer-term consequences of risk-taking behaviours.
We've seen many 14-year-olds, 19-year-olds that think that they can do these crazy things like do parkour or jump on any scooter and double and do all those sort of things, and they have these awful spinal accidents, and then they're left in situations where they can either be cared for at home by their parents for the rest of their lives, or they need to go to major rehab.
The sexual health team are also urging parents to have a chat with their teens, even if it's a bit awkward, about safety, protection and consent. And briefly, the deputy leader of the federal opposition will meet with a number of small business owners on the Sunshine Coast today as a guest of member for Fisher, Andrew Wallace.